cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Fan of the Charlie Kirk Show. Jaden, the internet phenomenon who stood up against his teachers and the administration. We all need to have courage like Jaden. And then Jack Kibbs, one of the most important voices in America, joins the program to talk about what's happening in the Chino Valley schools. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Yesterday, a story was going viral of a young man by the name of Jaden in Colorado, Vanguard School District, who wanted to wear a symbol from the American Revolution known as the Gadsden flag. In an encounter that was filmed and went viral, the school district said, "You're not allowed to wear the Gadsden flag in our school district." Now, the school district has now since corrected course, saying, "Actually, just kidding. You are allowed to have the Don't Tread on Me symbol." But the young man with courage who is willing to stand up for our country's symbols and our history joins us now. Jaden, first of all, welcome to the program. You are 12 years old fighting for freedom. Tell us about yourselves and about yourself and thank you for taking the time.
Well, this whole problem started because the teacher complained about my patches, that they were racist and had slave origin. So I had to miss out on a lot of class for that silly reason. Thankfully, due to my story going viral and the memes helped too, they now said, "Yeah, wear your patch, completely fine." So they definitely directed their course, like I said.
So Jaden, walk us through this. You obviously have a love of American history, love the hat, by the way. You're 12 years old, you're a national phenomenon, and you are, you know, now fighting against unjust school board policies. And what I loved is in the video where you were sitting down, you didn't waver an inch. Tell us about your love of the country and why you felt it was important to stand for the Gadsden flag.
I mean, it's a patriotic symbol that's depicted as some sort of slave or hate patch. No, it was made in the Revolutionary War to warn the British, do not tread on our rights, which is hilarious because they tried to tread on my rights, but that didn't work out for them.
So this has gone, you know, in every kind of reach of the internet. You're 12 years old. Most 12-year-olds aren't really focused on, I don't know, fighting unjust rules and tyranny. So what is the reaction from your classmates been? And then also, are you now pleased that the school district has said you are allowed to display the flag?
Well, I was at one of my friend's house last night, and he's like, "Jaden, are you famous?" And I'm like, "Well, I did go viral." And he's like, "Yeah, my whole Snapchat, all my friends are saying, 'Yo, look at this kid, famous, that's crazy.'" Or something like that. They don't have formal language in Texas, of course. But yeah, I've gotten a good feedback. Kids are saying they're going to put Gadsden flags on their walker. And yes, I am very happy that I can wear my so-called racist hat in school.
Yeah, so the the school district was saying that the "Don't Tread on Me" flag, they were saying, you know, was quote unquote racist. You did not give an inch. And the school district then backed off once it became kind of a national story. Are there other symbols that weren't as controversial in your school that might be more on the left that would have been deemed acceptable, where you didn't have to go through this kind of hysteria? And more importantly, have you received an apology from either your teachers or the school board members that originally made you go through this?
Well, when I walk in the hallways, I kind of feel sad because there's kids that can wear pride pins on their like shirt, their backpack, whatever. And like the school doesn't say a word. I'm sure if they wear even a communist Soviet Union patch, they wouldn't say anything. But a Gadsden flag with a so-called "Don't Tread on Me" patch, as says the vice principal, is so-called a hate symbol. I mean, yes, you have the freedom of speech. And the First Amendment, I mean, you can wear what you want, even if I don't agree with it, still have the right to wear what you want, put whatever the patch you want. The thing is, like, I don't have the First Amendment. They don't give me it, but they give the rest of the school it. That's what kind of upset. I'm upset over that. That's something that angers me.
So Jaden, you mentioned something that some of your classmates can freely wear pride pins and all sorts of other symbols. And so who in particular found your symbol objectionable? And that seems awfully hypocritical, doesn't it? That you're not allowed to wear a "Don't Tread on Me" thing, but your classmates can wear pride insignia.
Well, I would like to know the identity of the teacher who said it was racist and terrible. But they kept it anonymous, so I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy that they can wear what they want. I can wear it. If anything, I wouldn't be surprised if they took away my St. Michael patches. It showed a sword, which is a weapon.
So yeah, I saw that as the images went viral, that you have Archangel St. Michael, may he pray for us in battle, who is mentioned repeatedly in the scriptures. So the school board then corrected course, Jaden. Do you think they corrected course because they actually believe it, or because of all the pressure that they were receiving from the internet and from decent people who found this to be objectionable?
Yeah, they turned off comments for their Facebook page, everything. My video going viral definitely had an impact on case we're having right now, but yeah, I doubt they would change for the good of their heart. They only change because if they didn't, probably their email would blow up. Well, Miss Juma, the lady you saw, she took the day off of work. They didn't see her a single time. I'm sure the memes definitely had an impact. They're hilarious. Kudos to all who post those.
So I want to put an image up on screen. And by the way, just to our audience here, this is a 12-year-old who's standing up against bullies, who is willing to fight for liberty and freedom. So I hope everybody in the audience here is as inspired as I am, that we have 12-year-olds that understand the implications of the fight. I want to show an image here, Jaden. This is you looking at, is this the teacher's car that talked to you? Whose car is this? Because the car says, "Make America Green Again." It says, you know, all these other different things. And then your little patch on the bottom right-hand corner is what they found objectionable. That's an awfully small thing. Walk us through this image, Jaden.
Okay, so when I was walking home, apparently I couldn't go back to school until I took the patch off. When I was walking back to my mom's, I passed this used car that had, like, "Don't mess with trans kids," the little Texas thing, and, like, "Make America Green Again," all this stuff. And she can wear her car, but I can't wear a Gadsden patch. That definitely excuse me.
Yeah, and one of the bumper stickers says, "Don't mess with trans kids." Well, she should get, or he, whatever, should get a bumper sticker, "Don't mess with Jaden." I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So, Jaden, I thought that the way that it was handled was really calm and really incredible. What's interesting, though, is that the school that you attend, the Vanguard School, is a charter school that talks about classical education and teaching American history. It's striking that they would then misrepresent the Gadsden Patch as being slavery. You guys had to teach the teachers history. Tell us about that, Jaden.
I mean, yeah, we definitely gave her a history lesson. She also had to ask for my Jaden Rodriguez for vice president for student council. I have this hourglass. Here, you see there's the base, the little outline over here, and then it's Dick Scepter Tyrannus. And said, what did that mean? Is it contained violence? And I'm like, well, it means thus always to tyrant, and their time is up. Like, we're going to revolt against their unjust laws. You know, how we revolted against the British. 1776.
So now that this has gone viral, Jaden, and the school district has backed off, and just how has this changed you, if at all, in the fight for liberty, in the fight for freedom? Tell us about it.
Well, if it didn't go viral, they'd probably suspend me because I didn't listen to them. And if anything, yeah, I mean, they're amazing. They'd probably suspend me as well as others, maybe even expel me. But due to it going viral, if it hadn't gone viral, then I guess I'd be expelled. Maybe we'd homeschooling is not bad. It's anything better than public school. But I was just trying to stand up for all the kids there that are just rule followers. Have to endure liberal teachers. And if the thing to the video going viral, I'm going back to school with a Don't Tread on Me patch proudly on.
Good. And I'm sure you've seen some of these memes, Jaden, of, you know, showing you as kind of a symbol. For all the other school students out there that are afraid to take a stand, because they're afraid of losing friends or because of names they'll be called, what is your advice to the other teenagers or soon-to-be teenagers that believe in these values but are afraid to speak up?
I tell them to ponder this question. Would you rather have friends but live under a tyrannical system, or stand up for yourself and your rights and but maybe lose a few friends? I mean, I sat at lunch alone today, which is weird. Like, my friends didn't like me. Sure, word got out that, like, ooh, Jane's in the front office. He's missing out on school. And sure, gossip, and probably painted a bad picture due to I was going against school policy. So, yeah, you will lose friends, maybe. That is a good possibility, but however, you're standing up for your rights and vouching for them, because if no one stands up for your God-given right, then they just fade away.
That is beautifully said, Jaden. I hope you will come down to our event during your winter break in Phoenix, Arizona, America Fest. I think you would be a fan favorite. You would love it, and obviously your parents and your whole family can come with. Andrew will be reaching out to you because you are a hero. And everybody in the audience, if we stood as strong as Jaden did against these bullies and these tyrants, the world would be in a much better spot. Jaden, God bless you. And next time, wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt and really show it to them. God bless you, Jaden. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Joining us now is Jack Hibbs. Jack, I catch you every Sunday. This last Sunday, you weren't preaching, so I feel as if my routine and my schedule has been all messed up. Jack, great to see you. First, your thoughts on this Gadsden flag story, because it kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today.
Listen, what? First of all, love the kid. We need 10,000 kids just like this guy. Charlie, let's remember, the woke world has completely flipped history intentionally on its head. They can't cope with truth. And the truth is this, that Gadsden flag, if anybody has ever taken the time to study the history behind that flag, and also, Charlie, the appeal to heaven flag.
Yes.
That flag stands for the exact opposite of what this kid was attacked for. That flag stood for and stands for the mission and the commissioning of this nation to break free from the tyranny of King George III that would ultimately lead to the liberation of the slaves and for this to be a free nation. The Gadsden flag announces freedom is coming for all. And for them to say what they've said shows you either A, their profound ignorance of American history, or they're very malevolent and they know the history of America, but they're trying to flip it on its head. That "Don't Tread on Me" flag was our commitment to making sure that all men lived free.
Yeah, and it's a huge part of American history. And what was striking about the conversation, Jack, is that he said that his classmates have pride pins, gay pride stuff, trans pride. Now, this is a classical school, mind you, Jack. And yet at a classical school, he has a "Don't Tread on Me" patch, and it becomes this entire thing. He said communist pins, perfectly fine. What is it about the truth? What is it about any sort of element that of things that challenge tyranny that make these bad guys so worried?
It terrifies them, because any position of freedom or anything that reminds them of the fight for freedom causes them to go into some sort of a fit, because it's the loss of control. If somebody wears an American flag, they're uncomfortable because they've got to think about history. They don't want to do that. When they see the Gadsden flag, then they've got to either figure out what it means. And when they do find out, it just sends them into a cardiac arrest, because it's all about freedom. They don't want freedom, Charlie. Our nation is under attack. I would say that this is an asymmetrical war.
Yes.
It's unconventional. And they can't defeat us with bombs and guns. So they're defeating us in the area of argumentation. So that means, and I thank God for your program and for you, Charlie, educating people on how, even as Christians, to stand up and fight. Being polite is not a virtue. We need to remember that. We need to exercise the fruit of the Spirit and get in the fight to defend kids just like Jaden and any other generation that's coming after us. But look, it falls upon us to stand like never before. And I'm just calling upon every pastor and every Christian to stop playing it easy and get in the fight. We need you. You need to come on in. By the way, the water's fine. Jesus is in it. And it's absolutely awesome. And I got to tell you, I know no other form of Christianity. That's how you shine the light. And that's how you become righteousness in a very unrighteous culture.
Jack Hibbs is the model, everybody, of a church that is healthy. They preach the word every Sunday. They talk about current events. They are involved in their community. And so, Jack, I did not even need to do research. As soon as somebody sent me something that said Chino Valley School Board fights for parents' rights, I said, I know Jack Hibbs is involved. I know that somebody from his church, and lo and behold, my gut instinct, Jack, because I've visited your church so much and I've got to know your flock, I have now learned that my suspicion was correct. All of the Chino Valley USD school board members who's voted for parental disclosure go to your church. So, Jack, take as much time as you need. Build out the story, because now the California Attorney General is suing the school board for saying that parents have a right to know if their 14-year-old is transitioning their gender.
Yeah, exactly right, Charlie. In fact, the president of the school board, Sonia Shaw, she is from our church. You're exactly right. 4-1 victory on what? They voted 4-1, Charlie. This is quite technical, so follow me through on this. One of the young men that we had elected to the state assembly, Bill Aselli, he immediately crafted, once he was elected to Sacramento, he immediately crafted Assembly Bill 1314. And that was simply this, a proactive bill that would require that the school district inform, or the school where a child is attending informs the mother or the father that their child is in any way, shape, or form transitioning, or has expressed desire to be in the state of transitioning. In other words, please tell the parents. That's what we're asking for. So the California State Legislature read his bill and refused to let it go to the floor, Charlie. They banned it from the floor. They stonewalled it. They didn't let it get to the floor. He came back thinking he was defeated. What we did is that we read his bill and we took the verbiage from that bill and then introduced it to our Unified School District school board, and they voted and adopted the verbiage. So what was supposed to go state law turned out to be defeated there at the state, not even heard, but that's okay. Guess what happened? We found out something, Charlie, that the most powerful politics is local. And so what happened is the school board voted to adopt his verbiage. And since that time, Charlie, we're looking at Murrieta School District. We're looking at Orange School District.
Wow.
Temecula School District. Four school districts have adopted the verbiage and they are standing strong. We've got five others in the state of California coming online to do the same. Charlie, this is a groundswell of involvement. But here's what happened. At our school board, Gavin Newsom secretly, covertly sent down Tony Thurman, that is his head of public education for California. He came down to beat us up. What happened was during the school board meeting, the parents and the school board ejected him after his 1 minute of conversation. You're allowed 1 minute. And he defended Gavin Newsom's stand that the parents do not have the right to know. He was booed. He was shut down and he was removed from the meeting. And that caused Newsom to be so upset that Bonta is his name. Bonta, Attorney General, just filed a lawsuit against Sonia Shaw and the Chino Unified School District Board to sue them because they do not believe it's the parents' rights to know what the child decides. And so we're going to take that on. We're going to make sure that this goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. But he has weaponized Newsom and Bonta. They have weaponized, Charlie, the California state judicial system to seek to shut down every school board in California that rises up against them. Here's the good news. They don't have a leg to stand on. We have talked to every decent legal mind and group to conclude they don't have a leg to stand on. Let's fight. We're going to take it to the top.
I love it.
And to the Supreme Court if necessary. And then real quick, Charlie. We commissioned a Rasmussen poll regarding parental rights. Do you believe that your child, whatever they are involved in, should be notified to the parents? That Rasmussen poll came back, Charlie. 82% of parents said that they want to be notified about what their kids are being taught or introduced to in the public school system. 82%. Again, that's a bona fide, qualified Rasmussen poll. So, Charlie, they're losing. They're losing in the ballot box. They're losing in the classroom. They're losing in the school boards here in California. I got to tell you, Charlie, I know you're in Arizona, but I wouldn't leave California for anything. The fight is raging here, and we are winning where we need to win. It's awesome.
Jack, I have so much admiration for you. You gave a sermon recently where you said, why are we leaving? We are in the heart of the fight. And we're going to abandon the largest state in the country, and it's very easy to flee and to leave. You're doing the opposite. So, Jack, I just want to drill in on the specifics here. This radical fringe crazy idea that is being pushed forward by the Chino Valley School District is that if your 13-year-old wants to medically mutilate themselves, the parent is just notified. Notified. Is this the radical crazy fringe idea that the Attorney General of California is suing over, Jack?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. No, mom and dad, no way. Now, you feed your kid and you pay for their insurance and you do whatever. But when it comes to your kid getting the idea, which, Charlie, you know this better than I do, which the idea was popped in their head in the public classroom, yes, that the kid now has been groomed to start thinking this way. Oh, mom and dad, you're that's the exactly last right. people on earth that need to know about this. And so you just stay out of it. Let us castrate your children and let us mutilate them. And you have nothing to say about it. Listen, California parents, grandparents, teachers that have a mind, you need to stand up against this stuff. If we all get on the same channel, so to speak, then Newsom and his henchmen cannot do anything about this. We need to stand up and speak. We need to take back our freedoms. And clearly, it happens locally. Start in your own school district. And Californians, listen, our state will mutilate your child and you'd be the last one to know about it. But somehow they might hold you responsible for it if it goes south. You need to stand up and show up at school board meetings.
And this is thanks to the church getting involved. And it's important to understand that the radical left does not even believe in the concept of a parent. Understand that the Bible was the one that said, honor your mother and father so that you may live long in the land of which you are in. The one of the only 10 commandments that involves a promise and your nation.
Yes.
Every totalitarian government needs to break the bond between a parent and a child. And this is a perfect example. And I encourage everybody, California, wherever you are, we need to lean in 100%. The polling is with us. The truth is with us. The scriptures are with us. And the California Attorney General, they are overreaching. They are picking a bad fight here. They are going to lose in the public opinion. They will get booed out of rooms. I just want everyone to understand this, what the position of Gavin Newsom and his henchmen, as you say, Jack, is that if a 12-year-old wants to get medically mutilated, the parent has no right to know, has no right to know. That is the stated position of the California government. Okay, Jack, tell us about the event, September 8th.
Hey, September 8th at the Honda Center, beautiful Honda Center in Anaheim, California. A long time cooking on my heart event to invite those back to church who stopped going over the course of these last 3 years. They just gave up. They got defeated. They got, I don't know what, condemned, feeling horrible, whatever. But they're thinking, my church broke my heart. A lot of people, Charlie, are complaining how their church went woke. So they gave up. And what we're saying is come to Just Church. JustChurchSoCal.com is where you can find out more. One night, September 8th, it's all free. We're asking the believer to come back home. That's why it's at the Honda Center. We're not asking them to come to our church. We just want them to come. We want them to hear simple worship, simple message. It's Just Church. And then
I love it.
I'm going to ask them to make a recommitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and get up and walk with him and don't look back any longer.
I love it. And Jack, from what I understand, you guys are covering the parking, which is no small task, right? Is that you guys are saying that you got come down to the Honda Center? I mean, maybe I'm misspeaking, but I remember you saying that in a sermon or something. Am I on pace here or no?
No, you're spot on, you guys. Okay. The parking is astronomical. 100% of it's paid.
That's right.
Entrance into the Honda Center. Honda Center is like a resort, man. It's all free. You just bring your Bible and guess what, everybody? We're not even going to take an offering. Just come to JustChurchSoCal.com.
I love it. JustChurchSoCal.com. We're going to put it on all of our social media. If you are in Southern California, you got to make time. It is Friday night, September 8th. So Jack, I want to just reiterate this point. We take for granted the concept of a bond between a parent and a child. Everything that they are trying to do in the education space is try to deteriorate that bond, turn a child against a parent. Mao did it. Stalin did it. Every totalitarian government tries to do it. This is something that should not be controversial. You know, sometimes pastors say, I don't want to get political. Well, how about this? This is the most biblical thing you could do in education. It's repeated throughout the scriptures of why the strong nuclear family is necessary. Jack Kibbs, your thoughts?
Have you noticed, Charlie, that over time there were issues that a pastor could maybe get involved in with or not? Maybe, I don't know, we'll see. And then things escalated into things like abortion and your liberty and your freedom. And now we're at the point where if a pastor and or a Christian or a concerned citizen doesn't stand for this, our children, this is the sacrificial block. This is where the kids are being literally sacrificed in the public square, in the school, on, as it were, an altar. This is it. If a pastor or a parent doesn't stand for this, it's over. Game over, Charlie. Because if we do not defend our own flesh and blood, then we are no different than those that are turning a blind eye or participating in the worship of Moloch or Remphan or Baal or these other ancient gods that have seemed to return in our school system and in the public square. It's now down to child sacrifice because we have failed to speak up earlier when we had a chance.
That is exactly right. It is the return of the old gods. There is only one God, but they're small gods, in the small g, in the sense of the fake pagan things that were worshipped, exactly what was dealt with thousands of years ago. So, Jack, final sign-off here, marching orders. I can hear people in the audience, but Charlie, my pastor, we need the church to be strengthened, to be involved. I just love this Chino story, everybody, because the people on the board are from the church. They're in the school board. Jack, bring it home for us.
Yeah, and I want to add this. Two of the opposing candidates that ran for office and were defeated, both of them were funded by a George Soros group. So that makes it even sweeter. Yeah. So keep that in mind, everybody. Be encouraged. Listen, if you're in California or not, you can go to caparentalrights.com. caparentalrights.com. We have talking points for you on how to address your school board policy. They're available for you to copy, and information and a connection where we will literally be connected with you to walk you through all of this. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, concerned citizen, caring teachers, caring administrators, this is the hour. We must stand at this, and we will stand. And if we're the only ones standing, I'm telling you, we're taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court because there's no looking back. We die on this hill, Charlie. This is where, in fact, if we don't take this hill, there's no future congregation to preach
to.
That's right. They'll be mutilated.
That is really, really smart. That's right. They're trying to literally eliminate the future flock of the church. Jack Kibbs, God bless you. Keep on preaching the word. Can't wait to see you back in the pulpit. I watch every week. If every pastor is like Jack Kibbs, the country would be in a better spot. God bless you, Jack. Thank you.
God bless you, Charlie. Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.